Gas is down more.
Yeah, it is.
289. That's for you, big fatty.
How did you know he does a gas report?
I've listened enough over the years here and there to know he does a gas report.
Oh.
Of various kinds. Poor big fatty.
Poor big fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's for you, Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4848 of BFO for Tuesday, the 8th of
September,
2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend and a gas report or two. Hello, Tootin' Tuesdays. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it seems appropriate that Tim and James and Tim, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, would be giving a gas report. Because, Tootin' Tuesdays, big. Fatty, what about Tootin' Wednesdays and Tootin' Thursdays and Tootin' daily Tootin', multiple Tootin', darn Tootin', and love Fig Newton? I don't know what you mean. Neither do I.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I see y'all today. Today, the 8th of
September.
It's a very important anniversary. Y'all, the first time I met one of these two fine gentlemen was at the very first, I think it was the very first, Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. And it started off as a friendship from the very beginning. A few unusual circumstances there, but I think that made the friendship even stronger as the years progressed. A couple of years ago, about this time of year, well, I guess October is when I went, but I guess it was 2 years ago, maybe three, but I think it was just two. Y'all, I flew up to Alaska to visit he and his husband, and y'all, it was when I got to meet his husband for the first time. Y'all, I am talking about the anniversary of Brian and Tim in Alaska. Big Fatty, we love Brian and Tim, and do we do?
Happy
anniversary! All right, knock it off! Yeah, I guess y'all only got through Thursday when I was telling you about my weekend. Y'all, that is, I'll tell you what that is. Y'all, that is a cheeseburger, just the meat and cheese that I cooked in my Aya fryer. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. But it's made me gassy. Big, heavy oxygen makes you gassy, it's true. Y'all, on Friday, Granny did not join us on Friday evening. He's had a chest cold. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And with his mammaries, you don't want those to become infected or anything. It's true. Lots there to worry about. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, we had a deconstructed wedge solid, and we had barbecue, baby back ribs, and grilled cone on the cob, and some fried Brussels sprouts, And then for dessert, y'all, New York style cheesecake. New York style cheesecake. And it is not. It is not cheesecake with salsa. Oh, okay. Y'all, when we were here on Friday evening, it was just Durwood and the Nippinop. Y'all, that Tara up there in the Michigan. Yes, Big Daddy, unsubscribe. No, she still listens. Tara sent me a picture. She sent me a picture of a, and I immediately showed it to Durwood and the Nip. It was a picture of a license plate. I'll put the picture up. Oh, yeah. Hey, of the BFO at noon today, so you can see it. But needless to say, we all got a kerfuffle. A kerfuffle off of it. And, y'all, let's just see if I've still got it right here. And I want to just say, oh, here it is. Tara says, you better send out the rescue squad. I think someone is a little far from South Kakalaki. Love you, Fatty. So y'all go over there and take a look at the picture at noon today. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be lovely. Y'all, the rest of the evening on Friday, y'all, it was a quiet evening. The sports ball, y'all, the Atlanta Braves were playing the Philadelphians, and you're their mortal enemies. Yes, Big Betty, kind of like, you and the old gal. Well, we used to be. Now it's just too much trouble. Big Betty. They've played four games over the holiday weekend. They had Thursday night, Friday night. No, they had Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and Monday afternoon. And of the four games, y'all, each team won two of them. So it didn't change any of the standings at all. So, anyway, so that's, it's like kissing your sister, Big Fatty. Is that terrible? Well, sometimes it is. Yes, Big Fatty, if your sister looks like wine rag, but, anyway, well, if your sister looks like wine rag, this is, also on Saturday, it was just a quiet day here in the villa. I did Saturday do one big load of clothes. I get to the point where I just, I base when I wash my clothes based on how many pairs of socks I have left. Now, y'all, I have lots of plain white socks. About half of them are the ankle highs, and the other are the regular crew length socks. And y'all, I was down to my last couple of pairs of the ankle height, not the hidden ones, but the ankle height ones. So I said, okay, it's time to fill the washer. And y'all, I had to refill the detergent and the fabric softener. But y'all, I did my regular clothes on Saturday and got them all done. And then on Sunday, I did all my whites and put some extra bleach in there. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. You got to get out those feet stains. Yes, the feet stains. And, y'all, speaking of feet stains, y'all, Miss Bacon sends me a picture on Monday, Labor Day, y'all. It was baby poop on a piece of toast. Evidently, it was that Arvocado Yes, McFaddy, any relation to Ricky Ricardo? No, our Ricardo toast, y'all, absolutely chunky poop. Chunky baby poop on toast and just vulgar. Anyway, y'all, and then Sunday night, of course, I watched the Big Brother. Y'all, it was, you know, everybody was teary-eyed that Lala had left. And
Big Fatty.
No, was it Lala? Yeah, Lala. Not Lauren. It was just Latrice. So there were tears, and people were trying to figure out who voted to keep Lala, and they knew Angela had, but they didn't know who the other one was. And y'all, it was just, you know, they worry about the dumbest things, is all I got to say. But anyway, y'all, they had the head of household competition, and y'all, they had to roll these balls over these humps and land the ball in the correct color of the area between the humps. And spoiler alert, Crooked Hat, Barrett won. And they had a big to do at the nomination ceremony. All the icons are up, but y'all, they're just mad as a snake. So the Wednesday night episode is going to start right up with they're mad as a snake at Josh. They're mad at Josh, because he's telling a little white lie about his power that he got the $5,000 for. One moment, please. Let's see, what was I saying? Sunday night, slept like a baby. Y'all, I am getting between 8.5 and 9 hours of sleep each night. Big Fanny, are you sleeping now? It sounds like both of us are. It does, doesn't it? Y'all, I've just awakened from a little nip-a-nap after my hamburger and watching the Atlanta Braves get the ass beat. But y'all, we recorded the LFC on Sunday afternoon. Y'all, the nip stopped by on on Sunday afternoon. I told him that they're perhaps is an extra slice of the New York style cheesecake still here in the villa. And y'all, I knew if anything would get him out of the house, it would be cheesecake. Yes, Big Fatty, he's got that sweet tooth. It's true. Then, y'all, Monday, Labor Day, it's just been a lovely, relaxing day, and y'all, get back to the grind today, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was Tim and James. James and Tim at the beginning of today's little show, reporting $2.89 for a gallon of gas. Now, y'all, it's not as good as it sounds, because that was from October of 2024. They've not updated that since then. So, it's called the good old days. But y'all, we do have some other gas reports. Y'all, that Moose P, y'all, he's getting the gay grandma already. He reports $3.83. The Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota, is reporting $4.14. And Scotty, Scotty, the little Aussie battler with the conversion to U.S. dollars, he says that their petroleum is $5.45 a gallon. And, yo, speaking of Scotty,
you're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Aussie Battler. I'm calling in with a Lime report. The new segment on your little show, or I don't know, is it supposed to be an email or a blue butterfly? Anyway, I'm down at the local farmers markets where Ismail works on this Saturday morning, and limes are $2.50 each, which is bloody expensive. That converts to $1.80 Americans. So there you go. There's the Lime Report. Thank you for calling on this set to be boiling hot spring day. It's basically summer already. Bye.
Bye. Dear Gussie, y'all.
Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Scotty, that's just crazy. That's just crazy that limes are that expensive. It's just, I might have to stop having lime in my Tangeray if that was $1.80 per lime, and they're probably tiny little things too. So, y'all, if your limes are creeping up, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Just let Big Fatty know. I'm sure the turnip head will be checking on his fruit. Big Fatty, you mean his limes? Well, he'll check on the limes too. Big Fatty, vulgar. Now, y'all got just a minute left here, and I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern, you know, that's the only time zone that matters. Y'all, Archer would want you to tune in to the Apple Snack event. Y'all, that John Thermos or Thermos Head or whatever his name is, he'll be doing his first Apple Snack reveal party. And y'all, then a week from today, the 15th and the 16th, y'all, it is the two-night premiere of the Dancing with the Stars for 20 and 26. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all be heading over to Shady Pines later this evening. And they have the new menu is out for the month, so I'll be interested in seeing what that's going to be all about. And y'all, then, our friends that we usually go to the wine dinner with, or we used to go to the wine dinner with, y'all, they ask us to go to the Japanese steakhouse. You know, where they chop it all up in front of you and then throw a piece of shrimp in your mouth. And y'all, it'll be lovely. It'll be just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from Trash Sprinkles and Taste Like Burning just had their 20-year anniversary. Guys, what you got?
That's for you, Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, poor Big Fatty indeed. But you know, Big Fatty can make much louder noise.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.